moment to check your attitude of mind, which is really the posture of the mind as you practice. You know, what is the posture of the mind? Is it leaning into? Is it hesitant? Is it expecting? Is it trying? Is it striving? Is it judging? Is it fearful? What's the attitude of mind as you just settle into the body, open to receive the present moment? How's the mind approaching that activity? Having heard about the attitude of mind, we can now begin to recognize it. But what attitude of mind actually shows up is a deeply conditioned, often habit. It's natural. It's not a mistake. It arises due to causes and conditions. We may not know those causes and conditions, but we can see the manifestation of them in the attitude of mind. Oh, conditions in this moment are constructing or conspiring to produce this attitude of mind. Okay, it's not like I made this attitude of mind. It's a natural result of causes and conditions, one of which is our prior understanding and practice of what is a skillful attitude of mind. So in this way, we hear the Dharma, we practice, we begin to recognize more of the Dharma, more of each moment's experience, and we understand. So it's because we have this aspiration, because we have this trust, because we've heard these teachings, and because we have the support of, well, the environment and others within the environment, that we're able to, well, be more mindful, be more aware. It's not like some people can be mindful and aware and other people can't. If the causes and conditions are there, mindful awareness will happen. Okay, so we're just, as much as we can, marshaling, recognizing the causes and conditions for mindful awareness. It's a natural event. It's not a personal accomplishment. It's a natural result of causes and conditions. So in this way, we don't have to beat ourselves up. We don't have to struggle when we notice that we're being discontinuous, not remembering very often, often lost in thought. All we're noticing is that, oh, causes and conditions aren't there for awareness. But that recognition is one of the causes and conditions for awareness. Okay. So we don't need to struggle. We don't need to try to construct awareness. We just have to keep remembering what awareness is, recognizing it. It's a natural event, natural activity of mind, if you will. When it's there, don't take it personally. When it's not, don't take it personally. It's almost like we're not involved in this thing. Once the process has been set in motion, it just happens. With a little nudge, a little encouragement, a little reminding. It's like riding a bicycle. Initially, you gotta hold your balance and pedal like crazy and get some momentum going. But once your momentum's going, it's like, wow, very little to do. Just a little pedaling. This is on flat land or downhill. Just a little pedaling. But when you get to a hill, you have to really make some effort. Well, the challenges in our practice are when we meet the hill as an obstacle of our habits of mind, our impatience, our attachments, our aversions, you know, then we have to do some pedaling. Then we have to do more reminding. We have to kind of recall the instructions more frequently. But when it's smooth going, don't interfere. Just let the process of awareness kind of be recognized again and again. Not trying to do something more than that. It takes a lot of trust, actually, to understand that even in the course of our few hours together yesterday and today, there's already a momentum being built up. So we don't have to assume that nothing's happening. We can trust that something's happening. We can actually recognize it. So be relaxed. Be at ease with your efforts, the experience, all the instructions you've heard. Don't make a big deal of it, so to speak, but recognize it. And again, of course, the effort is mental effort to remember, to recognize, to allow, receive, possibly to name, if that's helpful for you. More than that is too much. So just do the best you can, and that will be good enough.